today on the Tampa campus of the University of South Florida, several students are holding what they're calling a weekly occupation of the Patel Center. That building houses the offices of University President Judy Genshaft and other administrators. We're joined live on the phone by Danielle Lepo with Tampa Bay Students for a Democratic Society. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
So tell us, how many students are there involved in the sit-in, and what are you asking for?
Well, today we have about a dozen students here at the Patel Center, and we are asking to meet with USF President Judy Genshaft to talk to her about some issues that we're concerned with, namely the tuition increases and the budget cuts that have continually been imposed upon us.
And this isn't your first sit-in, right?
Oh, no, certainly not. March 6th, we had a march from the Marshall Student Center to the Patel Center where we are. March 29th, we held a sit-in very similar to the one we're having today, April 5th. And again, our message remains the same. We want to talk to the president of our university. They keep sending various people from, for example, student affairs, VP DeCisco, the chief operating officer. They sent the student body president, Brian Goff. They keep sending all these people, everyone except Ms. Genshaft herself, who we insist upon speaking with.
How do you feel about the administration's response so far?
I definitely think administration has been giving us a runaround. I feel like they're not taking us seriously. If we were a group of wealthy business investors requesting a meeting with Judy, I have no doubt that scheduling a meeting would be far easier to do.
And finally, you are saying that this is a weekly sit-in. Do you have plans for sitting in next Friday as well?
Yes, we plan to do so every Friday until we meet with the president. We have a lot of issues that are a very real concern for students. A lot of people are struggling to come to school, to balance work, to balance their schoolwork, to balance their responsibilities to their families and to others. But we need the university and the Board of Trustees to be advocates for us as students. They're not taking a strong stance against the state legislature to say no to tuition increases and to say no to budget cuts. For example, the Board of Trustees just increased student fees. They just increased housing costs for students. And now they're looking at a 6% tuition increase. And so we need them to say no on our behalf, but they're not doing that. The student body president has also voted yes on tuition increases and will continue to defend that decision every time we talk to him about it. So this is why we insist upon coming here week after week to discuss these things. And I also have here with me the original list of the 8 demands when we came here on March 6th. And if you would like, I could read those out for you right here. Number 1, we want no more tuition hikes imposed by the Board of Trustees, and that would include fees as well. Put students and workers first before raising tuition and implementing mass layoffs. We want them to chop from the top and cut administrative salaries and reduce the bureaucracy, and we don't want them to merely cut workers and make their lives harder. That's not what we want. We want all these cushy jobs to be cut. We want tuition payments represent a deep contribution on the part of students. We deserve respect, and like I said, we want them to pass. We want the BOT to impose tuition hikes and to advocate for us. We also want to stop cutting funds to the Africana and Women's Studies Department. We feel they should take a firm stand against the deferential tuition for non-STEM students, meaning anyone with a non-STEM degree would have to pay more. We want to challenge the corporatization of our campus by restructuring the BOT to include more students. There's only one student, like I said, the student body president, who has voted yes on tuition increases. And we want community members as well as students and additional teachers and faculty to be a part of the BOT. And we also want USF to take a clear stand against rape culture that is so persistent on our campus. There have been recently reported rapes here on campus. There was also a large cover-up previously by USF also of sexual assaults on campus. So they're definitely just concerned about their public image, and they're not they're not concerned about the safety of our students, which should come first. And finally, we want to conduct an independent audit of all the members of the BOT. For example, we actually have members of the board that are involved in Fifth Third Bank. So we feel there's definitely a conflict of interest there where you have bankers profiting off of student loans. So we'd like an independent audit of the BOT. And those are our eight demands.
Danielle Lepo with Tampa Bay Students for a Democratic Society. While I have you on the phone, let me ask you one last question. What is the student body president's rationale? What has he given his rationale for supporting the tuition increase?
You know, I can't really recall specifically his rhetoric, but the point is he doesn't represent us because there is no student on this campus that would honestly say they would prefer more. They would prefer to pay more for tuition. I just don't believe that. I don't care what your reasoning is. That can't be an option for students. We actually had a member of SBS who took his own life last summer because he could not handle the responsibilities of having to work, having to go to school. All these things, all the pressure that just wore on him so terribly, he became desperate. So this is a real problem.
Thank you for joining us on the phone today, Danielle.
Thank you.
That's Danielle Lepo with Tampa Bay Students for a Democratic Society. She and about a dozen other students are sitting in at the administrative offices at the University of South Florida this afternoon.